Agenda item number 12, report and possible discussion on Clean Rivers Program Basin Highlights Report by Tiffany Morgan, Environmental Service Manager.
For Director Masterson, I know you partied last night for your birthday, but I am not Tiffany Morgan. At your places, we handed out this report, the Clean Rivers Report that we give every year. It's for your information and to approve it whenever you want to. And if you have any questions, Tiffany will be happy to answer. She's right back there. And the reason she's not up here, on full disclosure, she had a little accident while she was on one of our airboats, and she broke her arm when she fell.
What's the distribution on something like this, Bill? How does it get shared with the public?
We do have it available on our website. It's on the website, and then anyone who writes in, we also have a link where they can ask and request an actual copy of that, too, if they want. Most people, we found over the years, will download it off the internet. We honestly give more of the printed copies out to y'all than we do the general public. Most people seem to be happy with it on the internet.
Do we get some inquiry for it? I mean, are the...
Very few beyond our active Clean Rivers stakeholders. This is a requirement of the program. We collectively, all the river authorities, have tried to talk our way out of having to do the annual report, because there's not a lot of value, because your water quality just doesn't change that rapidly unless you have a catastrophic event. But we don't have any way to track how many people are downloading it, but we've noticed at our meetings when we have the Clean Rivers program, we get very few requests for an actual hard copy document. We have a few folks that don't even like the CD and prefer a hard copy. We will print in the mail a hard copy report if they so choose. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Tiffany, sometime when we have a lull and board, would you give us some information about which ones of our segments are impaired? And I didn't think we had very many, but I'd like to know those.
Off the top of my head, it's a little tougher. We did retool the report a little bit this year to focus more on watersheds and possible sources of where there are impairments. We have Granberry has concern for nutrients. And that'll probably become more serious as TCEQ moves through the process of creating a hard numeric nutrient standard. We also have limestone, has the same thing, concern for nutrients. Lake Georgetown has a concern for nutrients. That one's a little silly, and it's a drought effect, and I think we can argue a listing of impairment if we need to. We have a lot of our small prairie streams that are listed for bacteria, but that's getting better. TCEQ revised their criteria, and we've been working through the process to delist those streams, and we've already, I think they had 10 or so delisted, another 5 are in progress. Off the top of my head right now, those are the biggest issues. We have a few, like Fin Feather Lake and College Station has been impaired and will be impaired for probably the next 100 years, because its impairment is a toxic that's a result of long-term historical industrial pollution that occurred before there even was a Clean Water Act. So it's a heavy metal issue that's just time's going to have to fix it. There isn't any other good fix to it. Other than that, we occasionally will get a salt issue in the upper basin, which we argue back is a naturally occurring event. It shouldn't be listed as an impairment, but with very little success. But the upper basin segments will flip on and off the list for fluoride and TDS impairment over time. But off the top of my head, that's about it. Our biggest ones, we do have a Nolan Creek, which Temple Belton plant discharges into, but it's below the problem. It's currently got major nutrient or bacteria issues, but it's essentially an effluent-driven stream. If it weren't for the City of Clean, Harker Heights and Copper's Cove and a few muds up there, there would be no flow in it most of the time. So overall, pretty well, we avoid most of the industrial pollution that maybe plagues some of the other river basins, and just a few small isolated bacteria incidences that really aren't an impairment. It was a poor application of the standard. for the small prairie streams, and we're applying a recreational standard to them. So we're still just, TCEQ has a fairly long process that they have to navigate to get those off, but we work with them pretty closely and are working those streams off the list as best we can. So it's got to go through EPA for approval too. And so far, we haven't been turned down.
Thank you. That's more than I could have done off the top of my head.